This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay. Oh, a shout out, name drop, to PJ Hall and his mozzarella balls. No, they were macaroni and cheese balls.
Macaroni and cheese balls.
Were they?
Yeah.
Okay, mac and cheese.
So we were at Red Rocks Country Club, right? And PJ Hall, who plays for the Nuggets, was sitting there with another guy. And I said, how are the wings? And he's like, they're really good, but these macaroni and cheese balls are so good. And then his buddy was like, oh my God, they're the best thing you're ever going to have, like ever. And I was like, oh, thanks. I mean, and then PJ's like, no, literally, you have got to get them. It'll change your life.
Yeah. They were like, the hype men for these mac and
cheese
balls.
He was like a crazy hype man. And we were like, wow, he must really like these these macaroni and cheese balls, right?
So did you get some?
Yeah. So the waitress comes over and I said, we're going to get the macaroni and cheese balls. And she goes, they're sold out. And literally, PJ Hall and his buddy laughed so loud, like everybody turned around because they killed us. They just killed us.
You got April Fools. Before
yeah.
April Fool.
Yeah, I did.
Because
I
they
did.
Knew they were out. Maybe because they sat there and probably ate about 300 of them. And the lady finally told them it was
yeah.
out. So when you came in and sat down, they're like, hey, what's this? I'm going to punk her. Hurt her kid. What's this? I'm going to tell her how good the balls are. And you fell for it.
You know what's weird?
What?
Is PJ Hall is tall.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That is crazy. But you don't
I don't know.
Know
who he is.
I don't know. He's yeah. a basketball player for the Nuggets.
But he's tall.
But he you know, when they sit down, they're basketball players, you don't know they're tall.
You can't really, it's deceiving.
And then he gets up, I was like, whoa, you're tall.
Yeah.
But sitting down, they're all legs. And when yeah. your legs are under the table, you don't know.
Even with all those cheese balls, he yeah. was still tall.
Well, you know what was sweet? They had one left and they offered it to us.
No kidding.
And you know, I don't take other people's food, but then I was like, well, they seem clean.
I mean, that's the least that's the least they could do.
Yeah, he had one ball in a bowl. And he's like, oh, I feel bad. Do you want my ball in the bowl? It's like, no, we're good.
Can we do tabloid trash?
And he said, it's still warm.
Can we get to the stories, please? Okay.
Sorry.
I plugged along
sorry,
as
sorry.
Far as I can.
Sorry. I can put it this way. Let's hear. What was I going to tell you? Oh, thank you to Schmidl. He got the exclusive, it's not exclusive at all, 60 Minutes Australia audio. Now, I know the Netflix documentary about David Beckham came out like 2 years ago. But the lady that he had an affair with is just now on 60 Minutes Australia. What were you laughing about?
Has she not been talking at all?
She did in print. I know I saw her in print saying it did happen because they're denying it.
Okay.
David Beckham is denying it.
But this is the first time you've seen her on camera talking about it.
Is that true, Schmidl?
She talked about it when it initially happened, I think about 20 years ago. But then...
I'm just saying this first time Jamie's heard of it, right?
Right, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I didn't know this lady was out there talking.
No, neither did I.
So here is the first thing she talks about is Number two is when she talks about how it all started.
Rebecca says Victoria was out of town the first time David made a move on her in a nightclub.
He just said to me, you know, we were talking about it was a bit boring, and he said, oh, let's go back to the hotel. And I said, what do you mean? He said, let's go back to my hotel. And I was like, I'm not going back to your hotel room. Like, come on, you're my boss. F*** off. I think I actually said that to him. I actually said, f*** off. No way. And then he just kept looking at me, and then I gave in. So we went back to his hotel room.
What was the moment that you were like, I'm going to go?
Oh, it's just look in his eyes and the way he looks at you, and it's quite hard not to. He's got a certain charismatic power about him. He's very good looking, and I think he can easily get what he wants, and he knows it.
The Beckham bed. Who could resist that?
Nobody.
She tried.
Nobody. She Even tried, men Katie. Would want to be in that bed.
The Beckham bed.
She talks about how she felt a little bit dirty. Because was he living in a hotel or something?
I don't know.
They had an apartment together that he was living in, I believe, Spain.
So all she has to do is describe that bathroom and the bed, and then we know she's not lying.
Right. Yeah.
You know? All right, so here's what she says about the next morning, number three.
If you had to sum up that night, how would you do it? I woke up with the biggest smile on my face. I also woke up thinking, oh, you know, I'm in their room. And I took a shower, and in the shower that also Victoria uses when she's there. So I was also felt that that was very, it didn't feel very right at the same time that I had this big smile on my face. And I snuck out and went home, and I was living with my parents at the time. And my mother was like, oh, where did you sleep? And I just didn't say anything, but she could just tell by my face that I'd had a really good night. And then she just looked at me and she just said, be careful. So from then on, it was a big secret I kept, and no one knew about it except for, obviously, David.
And then this is where it gets ugly, friends. I want you to listen to the world's biggest scorned woman. Because here, I mean, like, if you don't leave your wife or you don't leave your husband and you're still in this and having an affair and you're like, oh my gosh, they're never going to leave, you go back for revenge. Here it is.
Which one?
Oh, I'm sorry. Number four.
Why did you speak out publicly? I always had the opinion of it's better that it comes from me and that I have some sort of control. And also by doing that, it was a way of me sort of not getting back at him, but just sort of, yeah, I just kind of felt the way he treated me was very unfair, what he was getting away with and that two-faced life. And I felt that I know how much his image means to him. I just kind of wanted to make him feel some pain too, I guess. I don't know. It sounds very vindictive to say. But when you're 26 years old, it's how you react to heartache and pain.
Did you hear that? I Price wanted to him pay. To feel some pain.
I heard it.
Yeah. She was out to get that somewhere.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Never trust a woman that says, I'll never tell.
You're right. That Beckham boogie comes with a price.
Yes, it does.
Wow.
Yeah, and then let's see. Snow White is not doing so well. I don't know what happened, you guys. But
I'll tell you what happened. Okay. She hadn't hired dwarfs. She'd hired dwarfs like my friend Dave the Dwarf. Yeah. We wouldn't have this problem. That'll teach her.
You know, I learned a lot from this show because I always kept dwarf out of my mouth, you know, because I just felt like it was so, I almost said belittling.
You can't say belittle. To a dwarf.
Yet I told you I almost said it.
Yeah.
That made me say it. So that was dumb. Yeah. Anyway, I just feel like I don't love it. I always thought that if you had that condition that you wanted to be called a little person.
Mm-hmm.
But based on what Dave said, he wants to be a dwarf. Schmidl apparently has a friend.
Yeah.
That also, didn't you tell us you have a friend and he said?
Yeah, my friend Brandon he's considered a midget, but he likes being called little person.
Dude, don't say that word.
Midget's
for sure.
The one you can't say.
Yeah, that's the one you can't say.
Uh-oh. I thought that was like how they're proportioned differently.
No.
Even Dave the Dwarf, who and he's as outspoken as they come, he doesn't like the word midget.
No, that's a bad one.
Well, he had a photography business for a long time and he used that word in his photography name. It was MVU.
What, Midget Memories?
No, it was.
Everybody, stop! Oh, this is not funny.
I'm just guessing what the name of the business was.
No, it was MVU.
That is funny about photography businesses. They always do something memories.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They like to use that memory thing. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think it was called Little People Memories.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, back to Dwarf.
Right. Yeah. Okay. No, yeah. So Dwarf. I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
You know what else I've learned today?
What?
Is that how many people have restless leg syndrome?
That's crazy.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I mean, I've never seen our texts blow up with thousands and thousands and thousands of people with some damn ailment.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
God, we y'all are, your legs are all.
Right.
Is that okay to say like that?
I don't find it offensive.
Okay, all right,
I mean, it's just a condition. But what's really troubling to a guy like me is that nobody believes you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just my wife doesn't believe me. I try to tell her I can't help it. I can't help from kicking in bed on certain times because it's just of this condition. And she goes, yeah.
Well, you are like a medical ailment stealer.
What do you mean?
Like topper, a medical ailment topper.
I am not.
Yeah, I told you, I said, I have the weirdest thing. I have a swollen lymph node right up, under my nose. It's so crazy. I didn't even know I have lymph nodes under my nose. And you're like, oh my God, I thought I had that too one time. It was the scariest day of my life. And my dentist said, you'll die if you have one of those.
That's then, true. That's a true story.
It's like, I remember waiting for the autopsy
to
come back.
Yeah, remember. It was it's not an autopsy.
It's biopsy.
Biopsy. Yeah. But he might as well have, because he said, if he said it came back, like, if you have a lymph node there, you're dead. You're as good as dead. And I was sitting on the couch, like, listening to all this, like, holy crap, really? Yeah, I mean, it was so scary waiting for that to come back. I mean, because especially when he said, you're dead if you don't. I'm like, okay, well, I'll just take my little lymph node and go out the door.
Worst 2 weeks of my life. Traumatic.
Like,
waiting on the results. Could be doom and gloom.
It could have been. Could have been. He didn't say,
you
like,
understand,
you should
you.
Get that checked. He never said, like, you should get that checked, or I'm sure it's nothing.
You'll be fine.
No, he just went into his own story.
Guys, 2 weeks, pure hell. Pure hell.
He didn't know. Yeah. He said every day, he was like, why haven't they called?
The funeral.
Yeah. And I'm still waiting for him to comment on my, you know, my lymph node under my nose. But, and then nothing, he like, and then it came back and it was negative. And I just walked out the door.
But when it goes bad,
it goes bad. It's bad. It goes bad, 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 bad. All right, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's the last day of March, man. And it's going to be pretty nice today. It looks like around 62 for a high today. Then the snow / rain, well, precip on the way for the rest of the week.
Yeah, I'm actually getting ready to share Mountain Wave Weather Guys that whole thing because we're going to have a red flag warning and stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's
so
it's windy.
No kidding.
Yep.
Looks nice right now. Man, that fog rolled in here about an hour ago.
That was
and
weird.
You couldn't even see from we're on the 11th floor. You couldn't see down to the parking lot.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But now it's all gone. It's beautiful.
I'm really excited to hear this. I have not heard it yet, but you know, one of my favorite shows on television was My 1,000-Pound Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a new season.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They found some more big people.
Well, it's the 1,000-Pound Sisters. Remember Tammy and the other girl?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are they 1,000 each or are they total 1,000?
I think they're about 800 each.
Okay.
But I don't know if 1,600-Pound Sisters, like, worked.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a good ring to it. I mean, not catchy enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think they went with just 1,000 pounds. But anyway, Tammy or what? They both lost so much weight. And you've seen Tammy now. She is like...
Another person. It's
she
crazy.
Is.
I got a different thought on this. What they should have done, if they were 800 pounds each, both of them gain another 200 pounds, and then they could call it tons of fun.
Oh, you're right.
But you got 2,000 pounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Missed
tons
opportunity.
Tons of fun.
So missed opportunity.
Sister love, tons of fun.
Oh, my God. Where were you when they needed you?
I'm a thinker.
You are a thinker.
I really am a thinker, Jamie. Yeah, if you need something thought out, you need a good little name for it, you can always come to me.
Yeah, you're a marketing genius.
But, all right, let's get back to Tammy.
So anyway, Tammy's lost so much weight. She is like down to, I don't know, like 200 pounds.
Doesn't she realize that's going to get her booted from the show eventually?
Well, no, because now we're into skin removal. So there's still part two.
It's evolving.
Yeah,
but at some point, she's going to wax herself right out of this show.
Well, we also have addiction, so that's good.
Is she addicted to something?
Well, I guess when she got bit by a camel, so you don't see that coming either. Mm. When she got bit by a camel, she got an infection, and it was really painful. She was on painkillers. Yep.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Let's back up a second, okay?
Yeah. Well, what kind of questions do you have for me?
At what point during the, because I don't watch the show.
Uh-huh.
At what point did she get bitten by a camel?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Well, so they were at a petting drive-through place. You know how you get in your car and you drive through and look at the pets?
Like a safari.
Yes, correct. Yeah. And so she had a cup of food for the camel.
Okay.
And the camel came in and then all of a sudden it took a hold of her arm and almost took her arm off. Whoa.
Can you imagine, though, if it were a lion or a bear or even a camel?
I don't think they allow those drive-thrus, or do they?
No, I'm just making a point here. Hang on. I'm just making a point. Can you imagine if you're an animal that could eat a human, what that sister looks like to you? I mean, you talking about a Thanksgiving meal.
Truth. Woo! Yeah, that is true.
You take a look at Tammy. Yeah. Man, your eyes, you've got to have those, you know, those drumsticks in your eyes.
Yeah.
You know?
And they say the skin is the best part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she has a lot of that flapping.
I can see why a camel would go for that.
But, you know, the thing is that all I can think of is like, is there a camel toe joke in there? And there's really not, so that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I thought hard on that
one. If she'd been stepped on. It left the mark of a camel toe.
Right, right. So
but
that
she wasn't bitten.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, so I have the trailer. Would you like to hear it?
All that for a trailer?
Yeah, yeah.
We just went through that whole thing.
That whole
just
thing.
To play
just to hear the trailer. Yeah, it's out. It's out. Yeah, here it is.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay, here
it is. This season on 1,000 Pound Sisters.
I've come so far with my weight loss journey, but now I have even more insecurities about my body because I have so much loose skin.
You want a break?
I broke it.
I met a man.
We're moving so fast, but yet it just makes sense.
He was talking about me getting my tubes untied to have another baby.
She should go have a cold shower, and he should too.
After the whole camel bite incident, the cops came in and started reading my rights. They should be handcuffing the damn camel.
This is not supposed to be an
intervention. You know what? It's not.
That sounded just like an intervention to me.
The problem is every time somebody tries to talk to you, you want to jump up and storm off.
If they throw the book at you, you're looking at 30 years.
Hey, Alterman.
I'm scared. I just hope I don't ruin my whole life.
Man, I can't wait.
I know, right? So she's going to jail because a camel bit her? That is crazy. Mm,
no kidding. And one of the sisters, now I don't know them apart, okay? One sounds very attractive in there.
Well, that one is not part of the, she's the wife of the brother. She's not part of the sisisterhood.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I had my hopes up there for a minute.
Yeah, I think she's, right? She is? No, she's not. Know. Wait, I don't remember. She is a sister, and she's a looker. Yeah, I apologize.
One sounds like she could be attractive.
I thought it was wife.
The other one sounds like she's a smoker,
yeah,
overweight.
Both of them have a lot of potential, yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
You'd like that other
1,000-pound sister.
I'm excited to see the show. Yeah.
You're right. And it's the trailer, so it would be the other sister. I apologize for correcting you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, no big deal. Yeah. I mean, none of us are, you know, experts when it comes to the 100 or 1,000-pound sisters, whatever they are.
Yeah. But isn't that great they've lost all that weight?
I think they're going to be unemployed soon if they don't, back off a little bit. You know, I know you still got the skin graft and the addiction, but it's not the same, man. I'm telling you, a ton of fun would have been a lot better.
Well, now I'm scared to go through one of those drive-through pet, you know, places. I mean, she almost got her arm taken off by a camel.
Yeah,
that's scary.
I'm not about that,
right?
I don't see you going through one anytime soon. So let's not lose sleep over it. I'm not even sure there's one in Colorado that you drive through. Okay, I'm sure you're scared. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know I'm obsessed with the lottery.
I know
I
you
love
are.
It.
I know.
A man in Colorado wins $1 million on a scratch ticket. $20 scratch ticket. He wins $1 million over in Grand Junction.
Man.
I think the prices are about to go up on the tickets, though.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, but here's what they're saying. Here's the good news. You want good news?
I love good news.
From the prices going up, they say the jackpots are going to be out of this world.
Oh.
Because from $2 to $5.
Well, yeah, I can do the math. Thank you for that.
I'm just saying.
No, I was doing the math.
2.5 times faster, you're going to reach $1 billion.
Did you see somebody win the Powerball in California too?
Yeah.
Over the weekend?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much was it?
$527 million or something like that.
Gosh, I want to be one of those people.
Yeah, I know. But you can't win if you don't play, and I forget to play.
Yeah. You do have to play, Jamie.
Yeah, you do.
You do. That's part of the gig.
And that's what I heard.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're driving me nuts.
Why?
I don't think you know you do this.
What's that?
You bring up gonna get a motorcycle about every other day.
Oh my God.
For the last 4 years.
I'd rather not talk about it because I got a place hounding me right now to buy one.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. I reached out to them online.
Oh.
And I found one that I liked, okay?
Yeah.
And so I just inquired, thinking nothing about it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think about their marketing plans. And I write them and I said, hey, is this bike, is it still on the showroom floor? I might come by and look at it, you know? Blah, blah, blah. Man, oh man. And that was a spur of the moment thing, you
right,
know?
Right, yeah, yeah.
And they have called me probably 5-6 times every day since last Tuesday.
Don't you hate that? That's why I don't put my information in if I'm looking at a car.
Oh my God.
Because they're like, can we assist you with looking at a car? I'm like,
Relentless.
Yeah. They're like, oh, trust me, we've got your financing taken care of. You're set.
Yeah.
Bike's right here. We've polished it up, ready to go home with you.
Yeah.
Slow down. Slow down.
I've been talking about buying one for 4 years. I don't think you understand. Did anybody go to the RV show over the weekend?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Missed that one.
Yeah.
No. No.
That was a phase.
If I'd gone down there with my wife, we would have walked out of there with water.
I know.
You know, you can't take her to something like that.
Yeah, well, we reminisced about how my girlfriend Alina and I had cocktails and I came home with a really expensive chair from the home show.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get you. Once you get, if they get you in those conventions doors, there's a possibility.
Yeah, there's something about it. Just when you walk through the doors and you see the presentations and how great they look there on the showroom floor, man. It's just like, how can I not have this?
Yeah.
I deserve this. You know, you have that feeling.
Especially during the boat show, you walk up on those platforms and you sit down in a boat and you're like, I don't need a boat. And then you think, wait a minute, Chatfield's kind of small.
Yeah.
Yes, I want a liveaboard to put on Chatfield.
Yeah, you should do that.
Maybe like a 65-foot liveaboard.
That's a great idea.
That it's so big that it has to have its own dinghy.
What are you, Bezos now? And you'll have a cutout of Lisa's bust on the front.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with her head like going like this. Oh. Yeah, do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay, there you go, folks. I don't know what else to say. More Frey tickets coming up at the Slacker Show this afternoon. Then we've got tickets all week long, too. Frey tickets. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
EJ and Jamie.
Lordy, 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 lordy. There you go. That's a Monday.
Oh, man.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. The weather is nice, but the rain. You know what? We need the moisture, though. I was disappointed.
Isn't it moist? Do you think it's so moist? It's so moist.
Jamie, March is supposed to be our snowiest month. We got nothing.
No, but you know, everybody hates the word moist. Moisture.
Yeah.
It's part of
moisture.
Moisture is part of the moist family.
All right, I'm tired of making everybody mad today. All right. I can't do anything right. Just can't do anything right.
No, listen, I believe you that you have restless leg syndrome. I do.
I do. I'm twitching like crazy.
Yep. Don't you guys believe him?
Right.
Yeah.
It ranks right up there with that restless ass syndrome. It's called twerking.
That's an epidemic right there. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Everyone's got that.
Yeah, yeah. My wife gets it sometimes. Can't you just picture Lisa twerking?
Oh, my God. She's right now, like, just dying a little bit right now.
I can picture it.
Oh, my God. You're so yucky.
What a way to end the day,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, let's go home.
We gotta go. All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Monday. We will see you back here. Today's the last day of March, by the way. April Fool's tomorrow. Don't be fooled.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Coming Set after a you, reminder man. On your phone as soon as you wake up that it's April Fool's.
Because you'll forget.
You will forget.
You will. You will forget. Yeah. All right, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.